Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Boston Marathon legend Bill Rogers was not at the finish line on Monday. He sat out the race, and the four-time winner was tired from public events in the days leading up to the marathon, so he decided to watch the race from home. Bill Rogers joins us now to talk about the marathon and what's ahead. Good morning, Bill, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Bob, it's great to be on Morning Edition. I've listened to this show a lot, and at this particular time, it's very important for all of us to speak with each other and find out what happened here on Marathon Monday, Patriots Day.
Let me ask you, what were your first thoughts when you heard about the explosions at the finish line? We know you weren't there.
Well, my first thoughts were, I wonder if it was real. Did a real bomb go off, a terror attack, you know? And my daughter, Elise, was at the finish line. I'd gotten her seats there in the bleachers for herself, her boyfriend, and a couple of friends. And for the first time in decades, I didn't go because the BAA didn't ask if me to do any official duties there. I had been active at the expo for 4 or 5 days, you know, doing different things. I was home watching on TV, and so my friends are running the race, and I get a phone call saying a bomb had gone off, and I couldn't believe it, of course. None of us could.
36 hours later now, what are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are I am really looking forward to the investigative work being done. I know it's going to take time, but I think we have a lot of persistent people following the leads, and I'm waiting to see who did this and the focus on why and so forth and how the U.S. deals with them.
I want to ask Bill Rogers, I think the most famous, or at least arguably the most famous, of the modern Bostonians connected to this historic race, are you worried the Boston Marathon might forever be marred or scarred by this incident?
Well, it's a scar on the history in the sense that great tragedy, you know. Number one thing is several people killed, and some are very severely hurt. And this is the big story. This is what really counts, not the sports side, you know. And we all know this. But, no, I'm not. I think the Boston Marathon, and I think marathoning and running and all these kinds of sports are so life-giving to people. And this Boston Marathon, to me, is one of the ultimate celebrations of life. The attack is the opposite.
Some believe that this event, the tragedy that unfolded Monday, will make the Boston Marathon even stronger. I take it that you believe that's the case. Why so?
Runners, I think, are very aware of they're dealing with the struggle to get to the starting line of Boston. You've got to qualify. They run through the New England or Midwestern winters or the heat of Texas or Florida. You know, from around the world, they travel. You know, it's hard to do. This is a real challenge. But I think there's a new meaning to it now, knowing that people lost their lives here. This is something I think that people will remember, and we should remember it.
A lot of people say that next year's marathon is, in defiance, going to be bigger and more important than this year's marathon. And a lot of people are expected to run it who probably wouldn't have run it before. I'm wondering, do you think that will be the case? And will Bill Rogers consider running the marathon next year in support of it? I know it's been a few years since you've been able to do that.
Yes, Bob. I think that runners are very determined people. The American people are very determined people, very hardworking and focused. And marathoning is kind of a symbol of their effort. But I think we are all very patriotic, and the Boston Marathon is a very patriotic event. So when someone tries to hit that kind of sense of strength that we have and patriotism, we take a look at it and say, well, I don't think so. And yes, I probably will make an effort to run next year, and I know I can run the marathon. I'm kind of creaky. I'm 65 years old, but I saw that 70-year-old runner fall at the finish line when the blast hit near his back. He got up, and he finished the race. So, yeah, look for me at Boston next year. All of us in America support this event, and the marathon will be stronger than ever.
That is Bill Rogers, who won the Boston Marathon 4 times. Bill is just out with a new book titled Marathon Man.